Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Robert Crane bringing us back. 17 from the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Mael Gavay, and her book is called Trampled by Unicorns. She's a significant tech a leader. She's been involved in several leadership positions in some pretty significant tech developments over the years. She's recognized around the world for her work. Mael, thanks again for being here. And she's become an outspoken critic slash heretic and of the tech industry. And Mael, I'm a heretic too. And the way I define heretic is a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. You and I are not tech deniers. We don't hate technology. We use technology, but we're not happy with the status quo. And that's kind of where I am. What do you think?
That's exactly right. I love this definition. I think I'm going to use it in the future. So I'm a big tech believer. I believe that truly tech can make the world a better place. I'm just a concerned citizen and a concerned tech executive about where it's taking us right now. I think that we don't need less tech. We need more empathetic tech.
That's really well said. You know, in 2008, when social media really kind of exploded, Twitter and Facebook and all that, I self-identified myself as the social media heretic. And with that definition I just told you, because I could tell by the way this thing was rolling out that it was going to be fraught with problems. As much as benefit as it created, and it still has the potential, it would also create some problems. And I warned people about it. And I said, never think that the tech platforms, the social media platforms, are on your side. If they're doing anything today that benefits you, take advantage of it today, but don't count on it tomorrow. Because they are on their side. They're not on your side. What do you think?
I think it's very similar to a lot of really big companies, and that's why small businesses are so critical, because I think small businesses are closer to their customers and they care more, if anything, because if it's a small business in a community, like you feel part of the community yourself. If you're at a headquarter 3,000 miles away, it's becomes a little harder to care. And I think for big tech, it's even more emphasized because not only you're several thousand miles away, but like it's all digital. There is very little like human contact, physical contact. And so, yes, so big tech to a large extent is a very neutral business in the sense of customers. They serve customers as long as it makes money.
Well, that's exactly right. They don't have national boundaries. They're not beholden to any country. Even if they're based in America, even if they were founded in America, they're really not American companies, these big tech companies are. And one of the things that I talk a lot about on this show, and I wrote a book about this, Mael, is about ethics, about the challenge that we're having, our generation right now, the current living, functioning generation, is in a shift that no other generation before, and maybe not even future generations, will have to deal with this, and that is the converting from analog ethics without digital leverage to a world where everything is digitally leveraged. How do we install ethics in that? And I don't think we do, back to your diversity point, I don't think we can install ethics in our algorithms if all the algorithms are being created by people who are in their 20s and 30s. It's not that they're not ethical. I just don't think they have enough perspective. What do you think?
Yeah, we need diversity. If we want companies to behave in a way that serves humanity or serves community, we need them to represent or to be representative of this community. So we need diversity, absolutely.
Well, but that I don't know what it would take to ever make that happen. It will take something like people like me and others saying, okay, I'm going to log off of Facebook. I'm going to log off of Twitter. I'm not going to use it. I'm either going to use nothing or I'm going to use something else. Is their behavior like Twitter and Facebook and Google and Amazon? Is their behavior creating opportunities for other startups to create a business model that's not as that doesn't behave as they do? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. There are plenty of alternatives. I'm not advocating for you to stop using all these companies, because I understand if you're a professional, not being on LinkedIn is a problem. If you have a 3 month old and you need to buy diapers by the truck, I guess why Amazon Prime is something that is really, really useful for you. But I also think, like, for example, you can buy your book on something called bookshop.org, and rather than your order going to Amazon, it's going to small bookshops, bookstores around the country.
Right.
And it's not going to take you more efforts. There are alternatives to Amazon all around. There are alternatives to even Google.
Parler.
You can use
Parler is a new upstart to Facebook, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Twitter.
Absolutely. And you can, again, against Google, you can use something called DuckDuckGo. They do not collect your data, and the search results are really good. I've been using them for years.
DuckDuckGo.
And then there's one
last
thing that you can, DuckDuckGo, and it's really good. There's one last thing that you can do, is vote for people who care and understand these issues.
Thank you.
Like, every one of you has a vote that they can use to help with this.
Well said, folks. Very smart. We expect nothing less from Mayel Gavet. Her book is called Trampled by Unicorns. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.